Good morning, everyone. Welcome along. Wealth Coffee Chats for Tuesday, 19th of March. A few of you are already up and at it already, so good to see. Let us know where you are, what you're doing, where you're coming in from in the chat. Hope you're well. Hope you're good. While things are warming up, we'll do the quick intros as we always do. Get things going along. Jason Witten's my name. Most of you know that, though. But if you didn't, and you don't, and you're new, and you might be finding us for the first time, well, good morning. Good to see you. Luke's in the house. Good morning, mate. Great to see you. Thanks for joining. Give us a shout-out in the chat, even if you're one of the regulars. Great to hear from you and see how you're rolling. Chris has got his coffee ready for a little bit of a chat this morning. Good to see you, Chris. Luke's here too. I've been property investing for a little while, folks. What do we do each morning here at Wealth Coffee Chats? We get together, have a bit of a yarn around about 10 past eight. If you're up and at it and you're rolling around, put yourself an alert or a reminder in Facebook or YouTube, usually the two best places to do it, and it'll let you know that. Talk around and keep ourselves on track, folks. You guys might already know, you might not have heard me say it before, but this thing's a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time to create your property portfolio. So each day we check in because, you know, what do they say? If you want to head from, let's say, Brisbane to New York, you know, you've got to make slight adjustments every now and then to stay on track. And if you don't adjust, maybe, you know, one small degree over a long period of time, you end up in the wrong place. So that's the idea anyway. So that's what we get up to each and every weekday. And today I wanted to talk to you about a few things that we're going to do. Set a bit of a scene for something that's coming over the next couple of weeks. Or like this. I'm going to get some professionals in, some specific professionals, into host the Wealth Coffee Chats in the morning. And so we can't get things going when it comes to those professionals. And we call that the six-star team. The six professionals you need when it comes to property investing and how they can become wealthy or how you manage or run them. Put it in the chat if you know what I'm talking about, who I'm talking about. Let me know that you're still there. Looks like the internet came back. Apologies, folks, with this technical issues. Telstra letting me down badly here. So we're going to talk about the six professionals you need as an investor to go the distance when it comes to your property investing journey. I've been doing this for well over 20 years, like I said, and along the way, you will need a number of people to assist you. It's not a hand solo affair. It's not a hand solo process. It's not a Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. That's the way it rolls. There's some successful principles, and there's some processes and some technical things, folks, that you as a property investor need to understand. And you need some team members, some professional team members to help you achieve these things. So let's dive into it this morning. I call this the six-star team, and over the next couple of weeks, and the coming months, we're going to include or weave in these six-star team members into briefing you and holding and hosting Wealth Coffee Chats every now and then in the mornings. Starting this week, actually, tomorrow, we've got one of the guest Wealth Coffee Chat hosts coming. So that's pretty exciting. But, you know, let's hear from you guys in the chat. If you're there, let me know. What or who are these people? Now, number one, you need somebody in the world of property investing to guide you along the way. You're here at the center of all of this thing. You have a goal, you have a desire, you have a future plan, a future cash flow, a future wealth destination, but you need someone to guide you along the way. And up here, this person, we call them an advisor, a coach, a mentor, right? An ACM, okay? Right now, this is where your positive mentoring coach an advisor comes in. The idea that someone who's been there and done that for you, a coach, a mentor, advisor. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on. So that person up there is someone who loves property, is a property investor, has lots of experience, is licensed and so on. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, that's the person who helps you set the plan and then creates the process, creates the conversation that you need to have with the rest of your professionals, okay? So as we go around, let's have a look at who is in the driver's seat next. And I'll do this kind of in sequence as we go. So finance, usually you need someone in finance. And what we're talking about is a good finance broker. A good finance broker is someone who helps you create the best finance structures now, someone who helps you with your ability to borrow not only once, but twice, but three or four or five times. All of us need a plan to be able to borrow minimum 4 to 5 loans and properties over the next 5 to 7, 8 to 10 years. And we need to be able to understand that the broker can help us with that momentum. They'll make sure they check our loans every year and check in with us. They understand what an equity lock is. They understand what that when to use lender's mortgage insurance, when to not use lender's mortgage insurance, when to reduce some expenses and increase some incomes. All sorts of strategies and tactics that you need your finance broker to bring for you. Now, we'll talk about this in a minute. Who is guiding you towards your property investments? It's not your finance broker, and we'll talk about what that means in a sec, right? So let's keep going. Let's have a look at who we might need next. You've got your coach, your mentor, your advisor here has put together a plan with you. They understand your situation, they understand your goals, they understand your passive income trajectory, and we go see if we can get some money from the broker. That's pretty important. And then the next, what you need is an acquisition team, a team of professionals who go ahead and find you the right property deals, property deal team, your property deals, all right? Now, that property deal team is made up of acquisition agents. It's made up of legal representatives, people doing contracts for you, helping understand construction, all sorts of stuff. And that's what we have here at Positive, run by Sam. But you need someone to put deals together for you. You have to continue to create the income as an investor. Most of us have, jobs or careers or businesses that we have to make sure we continue to create the income. Because if you don't create the income, you won't get the loan. And all of this, plan and strategy is all hot air and sunshine, isn't it? Right. So get your plan together. Your broker says, hey, you can borrow, $700, $800, $1 million. What type of deal can I get there? The deals team, are you looking for a growth deal? Are you looking for, a combination of, cash flow deal or, am I looking for a deal I can add value to? Whatever that might be. All right. So as you go, you need these three people. Who's the next person in kind of sequence when we're talking about this as we're rolling along? A few people in here. Yeah, Chris has already sort of said a few of them, which is awesome. So your property manager. Once you've got that property, once you have that property, you need a good property manager or a good property management team to manage that property for you. Most of us don't realize or have never thought of it in this way, right? Your property manager, for most of you, other than a tenant, your property manager or your property management team will spend the most time out of anybody in your world, anyone. There's no one else who will spend as much time at your investment property than your property manager. No one else. No one else visits it. You certainly won't. And if you do, then you're doing it the wrong way. I believe that property investing should be hands off, as in physically hands off, unless you're an active investor. And that's a different conversation. So a good accountant to help with your tax deductions, your cash flows, and making sure that stuff is sorted. We should be claiming our taxes back weekly, fortnightly, monthly. PAYG, if you are PAYG, you should be getting tax deductions or your tax back in your pocket, you know, as you roll along. So, you know, that's pretty important, folks, as we go. Sorry, team, this internet is driving me absolutely insane. Hopefully you're back now, and hopefully it's kicking in. So, accountant, and last but not least is your fin planner. All right, we call them these financial planners, like specialist advisors in this sort of space. So, my question to you, if you're still there, hopefully you are. My question to you is, who in this mix, folks? Who in this mix right here? Should we? Who in the mix? You've got your coach, mentor, advisor. You've got your finance broker, you've got your acquisitions team, your deals team, the property manager, the accountant, the fin planner. Who in that team should we be working with for building our strategy for our portfolio? Okay, as we go along, put it in the chat for me. Who do you think we should be listening to? Should we ask the broker for property investing advice? So how to build our property portfolio, how to design it, which properties to buy, where to buy them, when to buy them. Should we ask the deals team? Should we ask the property manager? Should we ask the accountant? Should we ask the fin planner as you go? For me, for you, most of you know this, these professionals, 99% of the time, are the ones to ask for specific things, all right? Specific things. These professionals do their stuff. They are implementers, folks. They implement, okay? I need a loan done. Please implement. I need a property found. Please get that done. Can you manage my property? I need my tax return done. I need my super and my bits and pieces taken care of, okay? Setting the strategy when it comes to you as a PAYG or property investment client only, and Shelley, certainly when it comes to business owners, the financial planner and accountant are way more involved. I agree with you there. But for you in your property investment portfolio, you have your coach, mentor, advisor setting the plan with you, and these team members are implementers. They are doers of the plan. They are the ones to create certain things at certain times, okay, as we go along. Why is that? What's the go there? Well, there's three parts to this, and it's pretty important in the world of who are you working with to give you the plan or create a plan with. I've got four pieces of this puzzle when you're working with the person setting the strategy, setting the plan with you. You need someone to give you some advice. What does that mean? That person needs to have some licensing and some credentials, and they have to behave, right? Now, this is important, and I think that's important when it comes to this space and this part of the world. The person who, this professional that you're working with, needs to understand how to coach and has systems with some experience of coaching multiple people to achieve a certain outcome. There are systems and steps and processes for property investing, folks. There is a paint-by-numbers process in this game of investing in property. It's very straightforward and simple. And your coach, someone needs to be able to coach you through some of those mental and emotional uncertainties, all right? And last but not least, they need to be able to mentor you in that space. What does mentor mean? Well, they have done or are doing what you are wanting to do. They own 3, 4, 5 investment properties. They're investing as well. They're 3, 4, 5, 10 steps ahead of you when it comes to what you want to achieve. Someone who's done or is doing that. And ultimately, you know, that's what I would call someone who would be an active investor. Why would you take advice or direction from someone when, you know, they don't like investing in property? This is a classic. It's a classic with accountants and financial planners. You know, how many investment properties do you own, Mr. Financial Planner or Accountant? Oh, well, none, but I don't think you should invest in property. Well, you don't have the experience and you're not an investor, so I'm not going to take advice from you, right? I'm not going to take direction from you. You can tell me about the tax deductibility or not. You can tell me about a structure or not. But, you know, don't ask the wrong people good questions, because you'll get the wrong answers as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, there you go. Hopefully that was useful. Just as a little setup for tomorrow, because tomorrow we have our first guest in tomorrow, folks, which is going to be fun. And it's going to be Cass from the property management team. He's going to talk about all things property management tomorrow on Wednesday. It is Wednesday tomorrow. Yeah, there you go. Wednesday Wealth Coffee Chats, folks. So make sure you dial in for that one. That should be a bit of fun. So there you go. Who do you need on your team? You need some, you know, you need six people to succeed in this gig. And what I might do is, next time I touch base for Wealth Coffee Chats, hopefully the internet bloody stays on track, but I'll talk about when you need these people and what they might need to do when it comes to you and your property investment journey. Anyway, there you go. Done and dusted today, folks. That's it from me. Thanks for joining. Apologies about the internet. I'm going to rouse on Telstra now, I tell you what. But join me again if you want. Tomorrow, it's not me, it's Cass. So join Cass tomorrow. It should be great to hear from Cass and what's going on in the world of property management. It's going absolutely bonkers out there, folks. And how can you make sure you get the most out of your property management team and your property when it comes to property management? Anyway, there you go. That's it from me, folks. Good to see you. Thanks for joining today. Bye for now.